tariffs putting the pause button on ag construction projects, and your input needed on the new Ag Web Portal. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Many U.S. grain and livestock producers have expressed concerns about President Trump's tariff strategy. And as C.J. Miller reports, those tariffs are also hitting the pause button on ag construction projects, like a new bioplastics manufacturing facility in Knox County.
Obviously, nobody budgets for a 50% increase in costs on a piece of equipment, and we're in that boat right now.
And that's Brian Southern, founder and CEO of AgroRenew. They're building a new 196,000-square-foot plant near Vincennes. The company plans to take waste from watermelons and other crops and turn them into biodegradable plastics. However, Southern tells Hoosier Ag Today that the day-to-day uncertainty of the tariffs are having a major impact on his building plan.
Since the early part of the year, we've been dealing with different types of on-again, off-again tariffs. And most recently, some of the tariffs are impacting the our ability to get access to building materials and stuff like that. You know, it's made our supply chain kind of nervous when it comes to, well, are we going to have a tariff or not? That's impacted our ability to get confirming dates on when equipment can arrive.
Not only will the 50% tariffs on steel significantly increase the cost that he and his team have budgeted for construction, Southern adds that the steel that is manufactured in the U.S. doesn't always originate from here in the U.S.
You know, the industrial manufacturing world is a global economy. It's not unique to a specific country. The tariffs on the steel, you know, there are a lot of companies here that kind of depend on getting steel from multiple sources. And when you cut off the supply from other places, it impacts the supply chain within the country.
Fortunately, Southern says he still expects AgroRenew's new production facility to be finished by the end of next summer.
We don't believe that long term that it's going to have an impact on the finish date for the construction of the building. It's just delaying when we start a few things to make sure that our deliveries for equipment and the deliveries for the construction materials and the build out all kind of align to be culminating at the same time, because it doesn't do us any good to have equipment showing up and not have a finished building, or it's not productive for us to complete a new building and not have the process equipment to put inside it.
Check out more of my conversation with Brian Southern, founder and CEO of AgroRenew. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.